by the judge, who warned her to stay away from airports. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
There is a corporate marriage that's pending in the beverage industry. Keurig will be buying Dr. Pepper's Snapple Group, creating a beverage giant with about $11 billion in annual sales. The company is still vastly outsized by Pepsi and Coca-Cola, though, which had sales in 2016 of $63 billion and $41 billion, respectively. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Exact epicenter of where everything's happening. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news, of course, is brought to you by the Backroom Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Great remodeling, great walking humidor, but you know, it's the customer service and the people there that really make it welcoming. Yeah.
And you
Tobacco
and
Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What else is great about Tobacco and Brew? Is that... Again,
when you ask me that question, because I can talk about the girls that are there that, you know, they're trying to help you. I can talk about Shelley.
Well, the fact is that with all these California laws, they've had to make so many changes to keep, but their heartbeat is still there.
It's still going strong.
And like I said, you know, Shelley does so much for the veterans. I mean, we talk about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the weekend, there's so many things that have happened. And Carl taught concealed carry both Saturday and Sunday. He got up this morning super early to meet somebody at 6 o'clock. I'm so proud of you. You just are such a worker. You're on your, you know, you're thriving in life, and it's great.
Scott over sensations. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. But go on. Continue.
All right. No. So we really, when we talk in the morning show about people who have businesses and we know what it is to go up against... Laws changing. And for instance, and I'm going to go to the weather in just a minute, but for instance, you know, every time we play bump music, and I'm going to say this out loud because I am a member, I was a member of BMI when I was doing my songwriting and all that stuff in Nashville. So you have different organizations that you have to go through. BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, and now there's another one that's just started out.
It's nameless, but the guy's got all the Beatle music.
Right. You know? So in other words, we call it, there's a word for it and it just slipped my mind. But anyway, so, if you've written a song and it's being played.
Royalty. We get royalties for it.
It's a technical word for it besides royalties. But you get like a little,
residuals?
You know. What?
Residuals?
No, residual would be for television. There's a name for it. I'll come up with it in a second. Anyway. So, yes, if you're going to be playing music in a mall, if you're going to be playing music anywhere or on a television commercial or something like that, the songwriters who made the music should get something for that. But, like, for instance, we're a single standing station. Yes, we play our bump music, but now BMI is tripled.
Yeah, they all tripled their amount of money.
And people don't understand. And it's significant. So, you know, hats off. To the people who are staying there they're not big box stores, they're local. It's so important to take the extra minute to go in and shop local and stay local. It just really is. It's how you help our community survive, unless you just want to become Amazon City. So anyway.
Which we're not crazy about. Okay.
Anyway, the weather. It's currently 43 degrees, mostly cloudy today, with our highs of 66. And tonight will be 42. Did you see that sun last night? Oh, my moon. The moon. And they said it was
Once in a blue moon. Can you
see the blue moon? Can you see the stripe of blue?
Well, I walked out there and...
I could see it.
I know. But
I don't know. Maybe I was just
night,
wishing
my,
things.
My eyes were burnt out from the day.
Tuesday, partly sunny with our highs of 66 and Tuesday night lows of 40. Mostly sunny on Wednesday. Thursday is going to be partly sunny and Friday sunny. I understand for those going out of the weekend for Super Bowl, we're going to be having a nice weekend if you're going out of town or staying in town. However, I did hear on the news today that Truckee is experiencing, for those going up to Reno or Tahoe or different places in the mountains, that Truckee is experiencing a lot of traffic. And, of course, because it was the first time snow, a lot of people out of San Francisco going to ski and all those kinds of things. But in our, on this note, locally, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Kinney's, love the Kinney's. Thank you so much.
Chuck, we
went
Kenny.
to the
California Deer Association.
There you go, California Deer.
Look, you know what? Here's the thing about the California Deer Association. They're doing it to raise money for habitat, and they put water spots out and all this. But they also provide a hunt for a person that's physically challenged. And they take them out, and they give these people an opportunity, and they're all young people. They have never had this opportunity before to hunt. And they take them out on a real good, you know, a well-run hunt. Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck Kenny, last year, sponsored this hunt. And he sponsored it, was enough for like two hunts. And then this year, one of those things that you have to take a look at is, you know, the money. There's something called a golden passport. The golden passport, I don't know if you've heard of this, but it means is that on, during deer season, you can hunt in any area. You don't have to get drawn. This is and they sell like 20 of these a year, I think, or one. Anyway, they sell like 20 of them a year. So and so it's an auction item. And what it is means is then you can pick, and as soon as the season's open, you got your license, you can go to anywhere in California and hunt. Well, what happens is that people that, you know, they'll go to the areas that are known for the big deer and the guys. Anyway, so the auction, Bob, this is for a passport to hunt a deer in California.
A passport to hunt a deer in California.
One deer.
Mm-hmm. Called a golden ticket.
Golden ticket. Yeah, you're right. Golden ticket. Now, how much do you think that went for? Now,
well,
one deer anywhere in California during deer season. Not any time, but during deer season.
This is the sort of thing that only people who are well beyond my tax bracket would take part in.
So how much do you think? Just, I'll give you one guess.
Well, I would say six figures, somewhere into six figures.
No. We didn't go there. Oh, no.
Okay.
Not there. I understand what you're thinking.
Well,
but no.
you let them believe it was...
Well, it is, but I mean, from Bob's thinking six figures. $37,500.
Oh, okay.
Which is still a... I mean, that's a...
Not exactly chump change.
You may or may not get something.
You
know, the gold credit cards were, the platinum credit cards were out Saturday night because there were several things that were bought that were, you know.
Well, it's a beautiful event. And again, you know, thank you for the Kinney family. We were asked to join their table. It was really enjoyable.
Their family and their staff.
Yeah. And, you know, they do so much for our community and our veterans, too. And a lot of things that are not ever talked about. So we really appreciate, again, the generosity of our local businesses putting into our community and those kinds of things. So,
you know, if you think about it, these are a lot of our businesses that come back and they give. They keep giving back into the community. But anyway, okay. So the weekend was big. The one thing that is, you know, and it's always different. So, but the one thing that is always the same is my sleep number bed.
Coming home and crashing.
Here we roll again. Our sleep number bed, we do. We come in and we're going to talk about, speaking of crashing, we're going to talk about that car wreck we saw.
But the
ability to come in and just flop down on the bed, adjust it to the firmness that you want. In my case, my sleep number setting is 60. And Linda grabs the remote and her sleep number settings 40. And then you can just sleep so well. They've got beds now that as you move, they'll adjust themselves around you so you can keep it like that. If you've got a loved one in your family that snores, they have beds that can help prevent
adjustments
that.
Adjustments for snoring, that's correct.
Adjustments for snoring. They've got it all. And this is your sleep number store. This is the one, you know what, it's not too late to make a New Year's resolution to say, I want to sleep the rest of the year. And see, you don't have to do anything. See, you don't have to get out. You don't have to change your clothes. You don't have to go out into the gym. You don't have to go out and run on the road. You can just come home and just lay in bed and sleep. You know, I can't think of a better way to do a New Year's resolution.
Okay, you know what else?
Right now.
In honor of 52 football, 52 years of football.
Of Super Bowl.
Take $52 off for any item over $100 from Sleep Number. Yeah, you can go on sleepnumber.com, big game.
And you get a $52
coupon.
Anyway,
so, you know, that's good
down.
Towards a pillow or two.
Yeah. Head on down to
bed.
The
Target
Shopping Center.
I got your back, buddy.
Got it. Okay. I know it's that big shopping center down there. Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin store, my friends. Head on down to Sleep Number. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 29th of January, 2018. Quickly getting rid of this first month. We'll be right back.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Players! Put your pinky rings up to the moon! Girls! What y'all trying to do?
Grammy nominated and winner.
Single of the year, huh?
Bruno Mars.
Which I've never heard before, which tells you how to judge.
I thought Bruno Mars was the name of a cartoon.
Okay, not just Michael Jackson for me personally.
Just kidding.
Michael Jackson, you know, back in my day of you know, the disco era, that would be like the song I'd go up when you had like a DJ that would play the songs. And so I would go up and ask him to play, you know, Off the Wall and Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. Not since then. Have I been excited about, like, this kind of music? This is dancing music. Bruno Mars, 6 Grammys last night. Album, artist, song. Good for him. Okay?
You know,
he started off playing, doing Elvis impersonators when he was doing an Elvis impersonation. He was the youngest. So he's been doing this. It's been in his blood since like 2 or 3.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Well, you know, and then the, you know, the Grammys, okay? The movement out of the 9 categories, the main categories, 8 of them, men were nominated, or won. No women won, except for the new artist of the year. And so afterwards, the president of the Grammy says, hey, we welcome women in here, but, you know, you've got to come in here and open your hearts and get into production and get into the singing and all the different aspects of this. And until you do that, you know, there's not going to be women standing up here on the stage, which, oh, you know, that just got everybody fired up. Now, the Grammys, which I didn't watch and will never watch because I think of it kind of like the Academy Awards, became a Trump bashing, which is not unusual for these people that make their money out of an economy that has been buoyed, of course, if the economy's good, more records are sold, and under Trump, the economy soared. But they come out and they read parts of this movie, or parts of this book, and which is called, what, Fire and Ice, or what's it called? This fake book written by a guy who's already said that he's already had, like, you know, dozens of people said, that never happened. I was never there. I never said that. And he said, yeah, well, sometimes his memory's not good. But so the people, you know, so people come out and read parts of it. So who came out and read part of it? Hillary Clinton. And if somebody said, wouldn't it be better if she had read the book that Juanita Broderick had written about her rape by Bill Clinton? But, of course, she wasn't going to do that. But here we are, Hillary Clinton out there reading this book.
Well, so is Cher, and so is Cher. So other...
Cher, who turns and tells and makes the comment that one that does all of the statements, the press secretary... For a woman, another woman, right? Says she dresses like one of the sisters. She looks dressed like one of the sisters in that TV show about the multiple wives.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
This is Cher saying this about this woman. She's clothes shaming another woman. Now this is Cher who wears a bikini when she was 70 on the on TV. And trust me, Cher was fully 70 if you saw her in that bikini. But see, this is the kind of left wing drivel that drives people away from watching these shows because you get into the politics where they start saying things about, and get this, it's about other women, you know, and this whole Me Too movement. But they still go out and try to shame people if they're on the conservative side, they're shamed. So I don't understand how they can be so hypocritical, except that they are hypocritical.
I found it interesting. I pulled up the Grammy playlist, and fully half of the songs I can't play on this radio station because they have explicit lyric warnings. Yeah. Why is it necessary? Why is it an absolute requirement that you have to drop the F-bomb and this and that in order to have a hit single? Why is that necessary?
I don't know. I know I was in a small exchange in Bosnia. And was walking through it, and I was listening to the music, and every other word was F word. And this was American music. I grabbed the manager and I said, "Do you know what this?" I said, "Do you ever listen to these lyrics?" And the guy didn't speak. He didn't speak very good English, but he goes, "Well, you know." I said, "Get rid of the music like that." And he said, "You need to listen to it. Get one of your the people here that are working with you that speak English well, and." These lyrics are unacceptable for families that are coming through here, for just even anybody that comes through here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a decade ago, but it's still going on. It's like we can't play half the music that's in there. Anyway, okay, moving on.
Well, Bruno Mars.
Now, and I'll see. Now I think that's kind of different, isn't it?
Well, you know, when I went with Missy, we saw Lady Gaga. I got to say. She didn't go on. I don't want you to preach to me. It turns my stomach, really, if you're going to pay to see an artist. You know, there are ways of making your how you feel through a song or how you feel, but to start to preach, I don't know. Did you see people who didn't believe in the Obama regime ever say anything badly Did you ever hear anybody?
Oh, no, they couldn't because the powers that held their purse strings, they were for Obama. If you said now you're for Obama, you think you'd work? I mean, the Grammys crash and burn, lowest rated Grammys ever.
Well, yeah, that's headlines. And Trump wants Jay-Z to know black jobless rate is at record low.
Jay-Z, nominated for 9 things, won 0. And he was talking about how bad Trump is, and Trump came back and tweeted and said, you know, it's the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans ever. Ever. Okay? Let's think about this. Ever is under this man. Also, in the latest poll, African Americans by far want stronger immigration. They support taking illegals and pushing them out of this country. You think about this. African American community are, you know, hardworking, and it's hard to compete against people that take, you know, that will undercut you in wages by $5 an hour. Look at what happened in California. Remember when we passed Proposition 8? It said the marriage between people should be a man and a woman. Do you remember that? Well, that was the same year that President Obama ran for the first time, and the black community came out, African-American community, Christian, in many cases conservative. And so it was easy. They passed that with the help of the black community and in Hispanic community, that Proposition 8 passed. You know, for people to say that, oh, no, they don't want it, is absolutely wrong. So, you know, this whole thing, you know, about oh, you know, that, you know, is Trump perfect? Absolutely not. What would Hillary Clinton be? Think about it. If Clinton was president right now, where would we be? Would the North Koreans and South Koreans be sitting down? Would ISIS have ceased to exist? Would we have pushed back everything that's happened in Syria? Would all of this stuff have happened? I think not, because it was Clinton that got us into this mess in the Middle East. She and Mr. Obama and their decisions to pull back troops and let ISIS grow like a turbulent cancer in the world. All right. Just my thoughts.
Meanwhile, on a happier note.
Yeah, okay.
Wednesday morning, bright and early, you want to roll out of bed to see the sight, the celestial sight.
Right. Lay it on us now.
Let me pull this up here. The super blue moon eclipse. Sounds like a cocktail you get down at the fancy bar.
Blue moon eclipse. I think they should do that.
Bright and early, or dark and early, Wednesday morning, looking at the earthsky.org site here. The total eclipse begins just before 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the full eclipse. And the neat thing about a lunar eclipse, of course, is that you get the big blood red blotch in the sky.
Wow.
And it's going to be bigger than before, and it'll be fairly close to the horizon. So it's going to look pretty darn huge, because the moon sets towards the end. As the eclipse closes out, the moon will set for us at 7:11 a.m. But the the greatest part of the eclipse, if you're an early riser, if you're listening to this program, you probably are, about 5:30, you're going to want to go outside and take a look off to the west, and you should see a very spectacular sight.
Ooh, okay. Well, we're going to take an early break here. Can we do that, Bob?
We can do that.
Okay. And we'll be right back on this Monday morning here at KCNR 1460. It's the 29th of January.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Hey, hey. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. For some reason, I've been outvoted here and we're playing Grammy winners.
Is that Pink?
No, that's Kelly Clarkson. Okay, back to three-chord rock, sir.
No, I like it. Keep it going.
This portion of the show brought to you by
SST
Oil. We talk about things that people do for our community. Well, SST Oil is right in the middle of that. Discounts for the veterans. They support the veteran community. It's a employee-owned business. If you're looking for water heaters and home heaters that are running off of kerosene, they're the only place to go to. They get discounts. They've got it all there. And if you're looking for a card that takes you across the United States, places that you can buy gas, it doesn't jack it up just because you have that kind of card. And then you talk to SST Oil. They've got those fuel cards. It's good in 59,000 different stations. How can you not run into one of them, you might ask? They've got it all at SST Oil. And you know what else? They're looking for drivers. If you're a truck driver with a clean record, you give them a call, 241-1167, and talk to Bill or any of the people down there. They'll get you to the right spot. And because they're looking for oil, they've taken their business is expanding greatly again, and they need drivers, and they need full-time drivers, and they need them now. SST Oil.
Okay.
241-1167.
Can I tell you a headline here?
Yeah.
That I think is interesting because there's some people who just are going to hold on to their culture. Remember that one guy that got flogged because he, one of them was, I can't think of their name right off. One guy got flogged several times or caned, and he was able to be
country?
Released.
In
I'm not
country?
Sure. He was committed.
Was this the kid who, I think, he did something and it upset the Singaporeans, so they caned his feet.
They caned his feet.
Right.
I thought they caned his butt, but they caned his feet. Okay.
You know what he
so
did?
So then the
he
other
was
one.
Was
it
graffiti or
he
something?
Graffiti. He did graffiti.
Oh, yes, he did graffiti. And then the other guy who stole a poster ended up, with
dead.
Brain damage and dying.
Died.
Which was horrible. But now recently, and this is in Cambodia, and this is where people, when you go to a country, you really need to know what their rules are. You're
their rules
in
and their culture.
Their world. It's almost like Sex and the City, the second movie when they went over to the Middle East.
Oh, no, that's
and they're
happened.
Wearing
that's based on...
shorts and everything. And the, you know, it was just so inappropriate.
Well, they got him for having... for having sex on the beach and not to drink. And this has happened. This has happened in Middle Eastern countries that have the beaches out there. Oh, yeah, that's really against the law. Even if it's in the middle of the night, nobody's around. They catch you.
Cambodian authorities arrested 10 foreigners for singing and dancing pornographically, at a popular temple site. The authoritarian regime has become increasingly intolerant of lewd behavior at sacred tourist spots.
Well, you know what?
It shows pictures here. Okay, look at the pictures. Okay, they're like...
they got their clothes on.
They have their clothes on.
That guy does.
From the waist down.
From the waist down.
Yeah. Police posted photos on their website showing young adults simulating various sexual positions at a party, but everyone appeared to be clothed. 90 foreigners attending the party were detained, but all but 10 were released. Authorities did not give any further details about those charged and did not say who had taken the photos, which had been posted to social media.
Okay, so you have to, can you imagine your home and you're saying, well, how's your daughter? How's Meredith? Well, Meredith is in a jail in Cambodia because she was twerking with her boyfriend.
They quoted, "We cracked down on them because they committed activities that are against our culture."
Well, that's it. You have to understand the culture. And if the culture's a certain way, if you want to do these things, the culture has to change. If the culture in just say in Reading is to, you know, hey, we're fine right now, we don't need any changes, that's the culture. If you want to see changes in Reading, then you need to change the culture. But in other countries, their culture is such, if you do some things, you go to jail. You go to jail now. You don't, you know, it's, you do something stupid. Like,
and it's
guys
not
that,
a nice place.
It's not a nice place. And, you know, those two basketball players that shoplifted. Well, first of all, why are you shoplifting in China anyway? Why are you taking a poster from North Korea? Because, you know what? You've been able to do these things back in your old little home country because there's no sense of responsibility. I'm just going to take that.
There's no consequences.
There's no consequences.
I'll go to my safe place.
It's like getting arrested in Reading for stealing things. There's no consequences. So, but all of a sudden you go to a place that, guess what? They've got plenty of room in their prisons. You know, if you've got 1,000 people in a place that should be holding 400, guess what? They can always stuff another one in there. So think about that, my friends, when you go over there. Make a weird decision.
What was that movie about the Midnight Express where the guy ends up in the Turkish prison?
Oh, you want to see? That's a good one for have your kids watch.
Yeah, that one.
Even though there's a, you know, terrible scene in there, it's, well, that could happen to you if you want to go into a third world country, but in a, you need to just not think it's all about you.
Turkey is not a nice place if you end up in prison.
Hey, Ronda Rousey.
Okay, now. Ronda Rousey, of course, a lot of people may not know her. Ronda Rousey was the one of the primary, she built the women's mixed martial arts fighting for the WWE. Not WWE, but the
UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion.
They started with her, and she was a champion. She was undefeated. Wins in the first round by submission holds. She was a star. She was in movies. She was on TV. She hosted Saturday Night Live. All of these things. Then she ran into Holly Holmes, who broke her jaw, and then came out again and fought the next time and fought a woman named Nunez, who just took her apart. She retired, as she should have, because she could have been injured. I mean, really. So what has she been doing
since
then?
And how many did she win prior to the two?
Oh, I don't know. She won like 13 fights.
Okay,
so she was like 13-2. So it was, the whole thing was what's Ronda Rousey going to do now?
Well, she made a surprise appearance on the WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view in Philadelphia. And you know that you and your daughter, okay, you guys love this. I loved
it. Back when we were young.
Well, you still like it.
I don't watch wrestling anymore.
We don't follow it, but it's fun.
But my grandkids are into it. In fact, my son-in-law has taken them to live professional matches, and
they love it.
You know, so maybe it's a genetic thing.
Go ahead.
One of the most disturbing nights of my life is I took one of my then stepkids to a WWF event in San Diego.
down at the sports arena, and you've been to the sports arena, how noisy it is inside there, and there's these 50,000 screaming lunatics all around me.
Oh, no, I mean, you know, I'm not, you know what? People love this. This is the silent movies from the 1900s. Why? Because you got good guys and you got bad guys. You've got, you know, they come out there, and you know, within 10 minutes, that show is over. For the most part, it used to be a long time ago, they'd have matches that last for an hour. Not anymore. Those things are down to like 10 minutes. But here's the thing. You got your good guys. You got your bad guys. They switch back and forth all the time. And you've got your stories. But now, Ronda Rousey.
So she steps into the ring and she says, this is my life now. First priority on my timeline for the next several years. This is not a smash and grab. This is not a publicity stunt. She told ESPN's Ramona Shelburne of her decision to join WWE. When I first met with Triple H, I told him, there are other things that I want to do with my time that'll make way more money, but I won't enjoy nearly as much. It could not have been a more dramatic moment in terms of the world of WWE. After Japanese superstar Asuka claimed victory in the Women's Royal Rumble match, WWE Women's Champions Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair entered on either side of the ring. Suddenly, Joan Jett's bad reputation blared through the PA system, and Rousey's name appeared on the screen. She stepped in the ring, pointed to the WrestleMania sign, shook Stephanie McMahon's hand, and officially stepped into a brand new world. I don't have words at all, Rousey told Shelburne of her experience Sunday night. I'm like, this is the most overstimulating I've ever been in my life. Almost overstimulated I've ever been in my life. And I'm just like, I'm still processing. I'm so happy and I don't have words for it. And I usually have words for everything. This never happened before.
Well,
it's gotta be great.
Let's just say this.
It's gonna be great. I wanna
let's
go.
Let's just say this. Is that Ronda Rousey, when she says I can make more money doing other things, maybe she could. I'll tell you what. You look at how much some of these wrestlers make.
She's won a bronze medal
they're
in the Olympics.
But these people, not all of them of course, but the ones that are at the top. $10, $15, $16 million a year. Now that that includes, you know, selling her dolls, selling her T-shirts and all this. I got a feeling that Rousey is going to be she's going to be big. She's going to be, you know what, people are going to like her. She's going to be the tough girl again, and she's not going to get her jaw broken.
Right, so, right.
You know what, and so I have no problem.
It'll be showtime.
Am I going to watch it? No.
I'll watch it. Because I like what she's done with her life. She's a pro. And you know, probably, you know, you could do a lot of other things, but I'm thinking that there's part of the show. She's just reinventing herself once again in a way that she's able to go out there and keep fit, adrenaline rush, use her name, use all the things she's done through her years. This is going to be great. She's going to bring a whole new game.
Bob saying he knew what it was going to be like when he showed up and there was a 30-foot-tall inflatable Steve Austin. Steve Austin doll? What was that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, at the time, in the 90s.
Tall?
Yeah, there was this big inflatable of Steve Austin with this big WWF tank on. I was like, okay.
Back, you know, people take this stuff seriously. But when I was a young man living in Nashville, Tennessee, they used to have wrestling on. And this was before you had all the big, you know, the national. So you had your southern, you know, region, your northern region, all this. There's these guys came in. One of my friends went to one of these matches, and he says, you can't believe it. You just can't believe it that how these people are coming in, and they are just, I mean, everything is real, the bad guys. And in one of those matches, the bad guy, after he beat the good guy, he's walking back out. You know, they're making their thing. You know, he's yelling at the crowd. And this lady opens him up. It takes 12 stitches in his side. He goes by, she slashes him with a knife. So, I mean, these people take it pretty seriously. At least they used to. I imagine they still do. Okay. Okay, it was 10 minutes talking about professional wrestling, which, by the way.
Oh, well, it's a good old pastime, American pastime.
It's been around
world
a long time.
Pastime.
And now Vince McMahon is talking about starting another football league, the XTL.
Really?
Yeah, the XTL. And he's, you know, just the thought of that.
Because it's worked out so well the last couple of times they've tried this.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing is, you start one of those and you get the, you know, now with cable TV, you've got channels you can put it on. And you've got people that you play during the time of the year that the NFL is not playing. People love to watch football. And one of the things is people don't kneel on the sidelines. That's going to be one of the rules. You want to kneel, then you don't play.
Well, let's go into your what happened this morning.
This morning, I met with Scott over from Sensations, who's a very patriotic guy. He supports the police, supports the military, and we were talking about having, you know, he wanted to put out, he wanted to have signs that said "Please Stand," you know, like from the AMVETS that wanted to mm-hmm. have that in there, and the NFL turned them down. And he still wants to make banners, but he's looking at it for next year. But he will make banners if you want a "Please Stand" banner. It's $30, but it's like a 3x5. I mean, it's a good sized banner for $30. That's his cost to do it for doing something like this. It'll be white and it'll have the letters on it. I think that's what it looks like. But you have to call Scott and Sensations for that. But this is a guy that truly, truly believes in our country and believes in the police. He's part of Back the Blue and all that. So I would, you know, if you're looking to do something like that, which might be kind of cool, you could put that banner up in the windows or in your yard or wherever you want to put it in your business. Yeah, it's, you know, it just kind of reminds everybody, really, what, you know, the guys and the men and the women and the police, those first responders, that they're out there. They're out there protecting us. They're at first line of defense. And, yeah, there have been times when there have been, you know, there have been bad cops and there's been problems with that. Yeah, of course there has been. But there's how many, you know, what's the percentage of that when you look at all the police that are out there, all the law enforcement that are out there? In the military, nobody's accused the military of being racist in a long, long, long time. So if you want one of those signs, just give them a call today. I'll get you the number later. 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by another group of people that are terribly patriotic, and they do a great job, and that's North State Security. North State Security is not only running the river trails for us, keeping that open. They're taking care of the power plants. They're doing games. They're doing it all. Over 125 officers, trained officers, trained in de-escalating situations, but trained in protecting your businesses, your property. You want an armed response? They have armed response. You want to have somebody there in under 10 minutes? They have a program that you can get that. Some guys in your business and you want to get them out, the cops aren't going to be there for an hour. North State Security is going to be there in 10 minutes. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're starting their 50th year. Can you believe that? 243-0295, North State Security. We'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000-mile lease, 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF, ends 131.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hey, 2018 is here, and change is in the air. Well, here are four R's for your New Year's transformation. Repaint, refurbish, repurpose, and redecorate. And where can you find the inspiration? Welcome Home Furnishings, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, next to Care Animal Hospital. Consign, design, buy. At Welcome Home Furnishings, that's 20 Hilltop Drive in Reading, open 7 days a week.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful
us?
Monday morning. I love your bump music.
Oh, you do. You're so good.
7:50.
Well, in response to the colonel's mandate, I
no.
mean, simply playing the entire
no.
Streets
no.
of Fire LP.
No, I'll tell you what. Broaden his mind, Bob, and I like when you... You know,
I take a look at my paycheck and whose signature.
You know,
well,
Bob,
you better watch out because that signature is hers.
Pick out what you like because, you know what, I hear songs, I'm like, oh, I love it. Okay, you know, hey, Rock Lobster.
I have two... I have two things I need to talk about. One is the signed stations I just talked about. If you're interested in getting that, please stand signed. You give signed stations a call at 221-SIGN, S-I-G-N, 221-SIGN. He's also, by the way, the guy that has Second Amendment, Inc., which I like.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
The other thing is I ordered, I'm not just doing this so I can get accolades, I ordered flowers.
You
Linda
do get accolades because they were yeah. just out of the blue.
So
I kept asking him questions like, how come, where did they? Well, because your sister's birthday. So you were ordering flowers for your sister and look over there and went, oh.
That's just for my, it's for my baby. So anyway, I ordered because they're hard to find. They're purple or lavender roses. So they had them. And I ordered them through Liberty Florist here in town. They come through Liberty Florist here in town. Well, they're delivered and they're not purple, they're pink. And I called and left a message. I figured I probably won't hear anything until Monday. I get a phone call back in like 20 minutes from the owner. And she says, you know, some of them, it says that we can substitute. She says, but I don't see that on this one. She says, I'm sorry, we just don't have any. She says, we won't get any until next week. And I said, well, okay, I'm just saying is that I, you know.
Specifically.
And she goes, I know. And she says, well, I'll give you a call as soon as
today.
I get them. I'll give you a call today about when they're coming back. I get a phone call. She says, I found some. So she went out someplace and found them. Liberty Florist up on Lake Boulevard. And they delivered them.
So I have two flower arrangements now. One a pink and one a purple.
And she brought it in a purple vase
That's...
But, I mean, that's the kind of thing. I would go back to Liberty Florist.
Exactly. Here's the thing that you know, from that situation. Ladies, you know, your husband gets you something and you're like, this is so beautiful. You know, you don't know. And he said, well, I thought they were purple. So this is why I, you know, do I say they're beautiful? And it was such a wonderful thought, just out of the blue, just, you know, have the door ring and you've been delivered flowers from your sweetheart. And then I said to, did you order purple? And we waited till the next day just in case our eyes weren't looking at them correctly. And they started to open up. And then that's when Carl said, these are not purple. And I said, well, did you order purple? It showed on the picture purple. So, you know, I just said, well, you know, I think it's important that you get, if that's what you
she
order, you don't settle.
She wanted her purple rose.
No, I just feel like you
no,
just...
No, I understand. No,
and
no, it's
and
like
then it's
anything,
a fine line because I don't want to be that person that picks, you know, like...
Oh, the these are really nice flowers, but they're not the color I wanted. No, I know, but that's not the point. The point is that I ordered them specifically. If I just wanted to order, you know, something to have...
Regular.
That's fine. But if I order something specifically because I really liked what it looked like...
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want. It's like you go down and you order something, and, you know, they give you something else, but they take your money. But Liberty Flores fixed all that. I mean, they did it. They ensured that we were
happy.
And
they deserve a shout out for
that. They deserve a shout out.
Okay. She went out of her way on a weekend.
On a weekend.
To make that happen, yeah.
Anyway, okay, two things are really big going on. One, on our way back from the California Deer Association that night, 9:30, some guy comes down 44 at 100 miles an hour, barely misses two or three people. He's heading west, so he's coming into town.
From 5.
From the 5 on the 44, coming into town, close to where you come right into town.
By the hospital.
Loses control of his car, hits the median right there. Thank God there's a median. Flips in the air and lands on the other side. Here come the California Highway Patrol, come rolling in there. This guy gets out and tries to run away. Well, he's 21 years old. He doesn't run far because he's pretty injured, and they capture him. 21 years old. They charge him with, one, DUI, drive without a license, and drive without insurance. So this guy is 100 miles an hour in a Volvo. Wasn't it a Volvo or an Audi? Something like that.
You said it was an Audi. It looks like an old station wagon to me. Anyway, I'm not sure.
I think I heard it was an Audi.
Right here on the edge. I mean, another 100 feet, you know, where you come on a 44 into town, you make that sweep, and you come into that stop sign. There is no way that guy could have stopped. And he would have gone right through that, right, not stop sign, but stoplight. He got on right into traffic.
Let me tell you what was frustrating, because we were at the Civic, okay, at this event, and somebody that we were with said, I heard this big old crash, and then the helicopters. And she said, I was asking other people in the lobby, you know, getting the cocktail bar was in the, when you come into the Civic. And she said, other people did not hear it. She said, I specifically heard it. I looked outside and I could see the helicopters. Well, she said, now it's, you know, she said, it's on the way going downtown. So she said, that's not going to affect us. I said, well, that's going to affect us because we live downtown. So anyway, we see four fire engines, two tow trucks,
cops,
a cop
everywhere.
Truck, and then we get home. I cannot find it on Record Searchlight. I went online to go accidents in the, you know, this date in on Highway 5 or on 44 in Reading. Now, can somebody please tell me where you get immediate news when it comes to an accident? Do you know, Bob?
Bob, if it is, well, inside the city, no.
Okay.
Most of the news agencies on a Saturday night, they're pretty much shut down.
Yeah.
Unless it's a nuclear blast.
Yeah, that's always been, because they don't do code 20s anymore. Yeah. They no longer call out the media for anything because there's no media to call out. If it's something that happens on the freeways, you, of course, can go to the CHP incident page, where there's basically, it's a transcript of the radio traffic,
you go to
CHP traffic. So
yeah,
yeah. That's what you said.
But if it happens in downtown, okay, you're out of luck.
Well, but it was still on 44, so
yeah,
the highway patrol.
So it probably have been on the CHP incident.
Sure.
Okay.
I want to talk about real quick. The state of California is again the laughingstock of the nation. A lawmaker by the name of Calderon introduced a bill last week that not only would make serving plastic straws a crime, if a waiter or a server just offers it to you, that you don't ask for it, they can be arrested, be put in jail for 6 months, and get a $1,000 fine or both. Now think about this. This is
because we have so much room in the.
This is our state of California, and idiots like this, like Calderon, or his name could be Calderon, but it's Calderon. It's already all over the United States. They're saying, what? I mean, if somebody, you know, like you come up to a place like From the Hearth, get this, From the Hearth, you go up and they say, here, would you like a straw? And if they say that, which most of the times they never ask anyway, they just give it to you, right? Or they've got it there. So if they say that, I, as a law enforcement official, could immediately leap across the counter, take him, throw him down on the ground, frisk him, handcuff him, and take him to jail. Did you know that?
Book him, Dano.
Book him, Dano, for what? For handing out straws without being asked. Now, okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit. We all know that. So it's probably I don't know. It didn't say they would just give you I guess it could be a misdemeanor where they give you a ticket that you just gave out straws. Look at him. Willful handing out of straws. Now, you know that you get caught handing somebody marijuana or meth, you don't go to jail, but you give up a damn straw. This is where we are in this state of California. I mean, frankly, it's funny. But nobody else in here is laughing but me. I'm sorry.
This is like
the plastic bag thing, you know, which now they make the bags thicker and heavier, so that's more material
that you throw
but
away.
But they're collecting all that money. I want to know where all that money is going.
It's 10 cents.
Yeah, I want to know where all those dollars are going.
It's like where your highway tax funds, or no, highway taxes are going to go to. It's there to fix the highways. No, it's not. No, it's not. Oh, it's going to fix the highways.
The slush fund.
No, it's not going to do that. Okay. Hey, you know what? One of the things that we do have and we love having on is people that protect our community. And we have Redding's fire chief.
I'm excited for this next segment.
Jerry Gray's going to be in with us here at 8 o'clock, 8:05. He's going to talk about where we are with our stations, where we are with our firefighters, and what's going to happen here in the next few years. We'll be right back after these messages.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump grabs the spotlight tomorrow night when he delivers his first State of the Union speech. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president spent the weekend at the White House preparing for the primetime speech. Aides say he'll use his first State of the Union address to cite economic progress under his watch. Mr. Trump also is expected to reach out to Democrats on issues such as rebuilding roads and bridges. Senior officials say the theme of the president's remarks, building a safe, strong, and proud America. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Some leading conservative donors say while President Trump's policies are a smashing success, his in-your-face style isn't helping him get the message out and isn't necessarily helping Republicans in the upcoming midterm elections. Roughly 550 Koch brothers donors gathered at a private retreat in the California desert this past weekend. Sales and profits picked up for companies at the close of last year, and more companies say they're giving raises to their employees.
The encouraging signals come from the latest survey the National Association for Business Economics did of more than 100 members at companies and industry groups. After years of recovery from the 2007 recession, the job market and the economy have become so healthy that businesses say finding skilled workers is the most difficult it has been in nearly a decade. 47% of the survey's respondents said their sales rose over the past 3 months, up from 46% 3 months earlier. Fewer companies said their sales were falling. Jeremy House reporting.
Consumer spending accounts for the lion's share of U.S. economic activity, and it rose a healthy 0.4% last month. Commerce Department says that followed an 0.8 surge in November. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 123 points. The Nasdaq is off 37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
Australia's government has a plan for selling a lot more arms abroad.
Australia wants to sell more of its military technology and hardware, including armoured vehicles and surveillance systems. It's currently ranked 20th in a global list of arms exporters, but has ambitions to break into the top 10. There'll be government grants to help companies boost sales. Australia's Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne says the plan could create tens of thousands of jobs. The charity World Vision has previously said the policy was exporting death and profiting from bloodshed.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer. Turkish authorities have detained 311 people for allegedly engaging in terrorist propaganda through social media postings that criticize Turkey's military offensive in the Syrian Kurdish enclave of Afrin. News and analysis at townhall.com. Experts say truckloads of road salt used to keep the highways ice-free in the winter, taking a toll on the environment.
Researchers say they're finding rising salt levels in hundreds of lakes, especially in the Northeast and the Midwest, where it's used the most on icy and snowy highways. The environmental concerns and a desire to reduce cost have prompted public works agencies to look for other ways to cut their salt use. Many have turned high-tech equipment to spread the salt more efficiently, better weather forecasting to time the salting, and liquefied organic additives that help salt stick to the pavement. That reduces the salt use by preventing it from washing away immediately. I'm Shirley Smith.
At least 11 Afghan soldiers are dead after ISIS terrorists attacked troops guarding a military academy in the capital, Kabul. 16 others were wounded in that attack. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 29th of January, 2018. That news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Discounts in there for, what am I talking about? I said the same great walk-in humidor, same great service there. I'm mixing my my spots
yeah,
up
that's
here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Let's bring you the weather here. Currently 47 degrees in the downtown
studios. It's Monday. I had my first meeting at 6 this morning, guys. My last one's going to be at 6 this evening. I'm not saying it's my fault totally.
Mostly cloudy today with our highs of 66, lows of 42. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny with our temperatures around 66 of our high. We'll get around, again, 66 and partly cloudy tomorrow night with temperatures around 40. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with our highs reaching around 68 and plummeting to about 42. Partly sunny with a 71 on Thursday and Thursday night with our lows of 45. This is a little detailed forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793 and let's go to our phone. Sally, good morning. What is happening on the meetings tonight?
Good morning, Linda. Oh, we're really excited because we have our first gubernatorial candidate coming to Reading that I've been aware of. In all the time I've lived up here, I've never seen someone running for governor come past Sacramento and grace us with their presence. But John Cox will be at our meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, 3276 Bocelli Lane. And we welcome everybody at the public meeting. Come on out and hear about what he has to say and how he feels like he can fix California, if that can be done. So, yeah, you know,
it's funny. It is funny. It's like, you get guys, yeah, this guy is, you know what, he's the next coming of Lincoln. This guy is the best ever. He's got no chance.
Yeah, and even if he does have, you know, by the longest shot
wins.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll still have a Democratic Assembly and a Democratic Senate to have to deal with.
Well, you know what? You know where we are in this? I mean, if you're an independent or Republican and you're tired of what the Democrats are doing, you're at the point now where you're looking for those small victories where you can take away their supermajority. That's what Daley's trying to do. He says, look, if we can keep chipping away and just take away the supermajority in both houses so they have to talk to us. Now they don't have to talk to us in the Assembly. But I think in the Senate, I think they've lost that supermajority, so they can't just pass tax bills. So anyway,
well, a few of them have dropped off because of the scandals,
sexual
harassment scandals. We've lost two Democrats in the last few months. So
anyway, okay, this guy John Cox.
John Cox tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting, 3276 Bocelli Lane at 6 o'clock. And as always, we will have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. We're working at getting our banquet and auction put together, and there are other fundraisers in the future that we're working on.
Okay.
Sally, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You know what? You know, I've always wanted, you know, Bob, everybody wants to do this. I've watched a bunch of movies, right?
Okay.
I watch these movies, and I look at this lifestyle, and I think, why wouldn't somebody just want to do this? Why wouldn't you want to be a fireman?
Oh, you have, okay.
You're surrounded by these really good-looking guys or girls. You get to cook spaghetti. You get to comb your hair. You get to work out like that. And then you get to put on these – you slide down this pole, and you get to put on these cool uniforms. And you then – you get you go to fires, and you kick in doors, and you rescue people. I mean, wouldn't everybody like – and then you get to sleep a lot. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Some years ago, along with Ray and Maggie John, Brenda and I went to Firehouse One to be served up dinner by the fire crew. And, oh, was that fabulous. I wound up fixing their TV while I was there.
I mean, but come on. And then not only that, that people like you. So you go down the street with a policeman and a fireman, and people look at, you know, at the policeman, and they kind of, like, look away. They look at the fireman. They want to run up and hug you. With us is Reading Fire Chief
Jerry Gray. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
I'm glad you still said good morning to me. You know, isn't that what people envision?
I think the fire service generally has enjoyed a great deal of public support and appreciation, and not just because of incidents like the summer and so forth, but you know, law enforcement handles the bad people. We handle the rest. That's the best way to put it. Well, and so many of our services involve not just the emergency calls, but, you know, you were asking me earlier about what's a public service call. We might go and hang a smoke alarm for one of our senior residents or somebody who's fallen out of bed. Doesn't need to go to the hospital. They just need a lift. They can call the fire department. And so those little touchy-feely moments, not just the big fires, I think just kind of add to that
mystique.
To the positivity
well,
of it.
Other things too is where policemen, you got law abiding citizens, but if you do something wrong, like you're on your cell phone, a horrible, horrible thing. If you're on your cell phone and they pull you over, I mean, they're enforcing the law. They give you a ticket. They can be just as nice as nicest people you ever meet, but you're still handing you something that's going to cost you money, right? A fireman comes to your house. He doesn't care if you've broken the law, unless there's explosives in the house if it's burning. But, I mean, but you do. It's like you said, exactly. They come in. And, by the way, and this, I want everybody, okay, turn it up a little bit if you can't quite hear, but I really want you to get this. A 400-pound person falls, and they can't get up. So they call the police. They call the fire department. Here comes the fire department. How many trucks do you have to roll?
For a 400-pound person, we'd have to roll two engines.
Two engines. Now, you think about this. Two engines that leave their place of where they're at.
Right.
They drive to this house. The four firefighters get out. These, you know, extremely trained, very valuable people walk out, go in the house, because it's going to take four of them to get this person up.
Right.
Now, I'm not. It's not even about the weight. It's the fact that we have to roll two engines.
Right. So best way to look at this is we've divided our city into eight districts. Call them small cities.
Uh-huh.
Each one of these districts has their own fire station.
Mm-hmm.
So because our staffing has been substandard for such a long time, two people on most of our engines, we basically have to send multiple engines to routine calls to provide the same level of service you might find in other cities of comparable size. So in this case, a minimum of three or four would needed to lift a 400-pound person.
Yeah.
So we'd have to send two engines. So those two districts are now uncovered. They don't have readily available fire protection. So this is part of this concern, this challenge that we have. When we have a first alarm house fire, we send four engines and our ladder truck. So remember I said we have eight districts in the city? So that means exactly one half of the city is now completely uncovered for that next or concurrent emergency that might come down.
Was it a fire because of the number of people?
That is correct.
Now, and we got to take a break here. So that's why when Linda and I were driving back, we talked about that wreck on the 44 right there by Shasta. two or three fire trucks.
Four.
Oh, four.
There were four.
Were there four
I
there?
I counted four.
So, I mean, that's, okay, so there was eight people there, cause, so it must have been probably fuel and everything else on the ground. And
well, the other thing about highway responses is sometimes we start units from this side, and sometimes okay. we start them from this side, because if traffic is backed up one way or the other, okay. they won't get to them. So,
it makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
yes.
So the idea is to get the care as quickly as we can to the site of the emergency.
Now, also, those four trucks that were there, and it's only eight people, all right? So you've got a massive car crash and other thing. So, but if anything had happened right then, okay, we got another alarm. Those guys can peel off and take off from right there.
We do this all the time.
Okay, so yeah. you know, if that's why there's two on the trucks, because if something does happen, they, instead of being in that one location, it may be closer, but they're still going to be on the move.
That's right. That's okay. correct.
We're here with Reading Police Chief Jerry Gray. I just wanted people to understand.
Fire Chief. Fire Chief.
What did I say? Police? Oh,
yeah.
my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Fire Chief.
Man's got enough troubles. Don't okay. add more.
He's just telling yeah, then people won't like you.
Reading Fire Chief.
Reading Fire Chief.
I love
okay.
Chief Moore.
Oh, you know what? You both are a lot alike. Both of you are kind of, you know, you're very positive, you're very
calm
outgoing,
in the storm.
You're calm. Yeah. Okay, we're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy's got, who has built the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, right from here in Redding. Teaches in 30 counties, is opening up in two more counties in California. If you're looking for real solid CCW training or advanced pistol or defensive pistol or tactical rifle or many other classes, including just a day of shooting or a team building with your business, there's the place to go to. Check out usgunpro.com. Look at the you can go to look at all the after action reports you get from the students there and see what they say about it. They're not lying. They can take a look and see how good it is. Give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Reading Fire Chief Jerry Gray. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four of Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000 mile lease. 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF. Ends 131.
Redding Kia. ReddingKia.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Oh man, that's good, Bob. Me and my
friends at the another Grammy nominee.
Who's that?
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, it is 47 degrees, going up to 66 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans out there. Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers, if you're looking for the premier agency for in-home health care for your loved ones, whether it's short-term or long-term, you need to call Sharon Clark at Home Helpers at 226-8350. You're not going to find a better place to take care of your loved ones, whether it's a short-term, like you say there's an operation, or they fall, or you fall, or long-term health care. You're happiest while you're inside your own home. You get better quicker. Home Helpers. Check it out at ReadingHomeHelpers.com, or again, 226-8350. We're here with Reading Fire Chief Jerry Gray. And we just talked in the first segment, was what, how come I see three engines, or if somebody that's 400 pounds falls and needs help? Okay, we roll two engines because that's four people, because we only got two per. How come we see four engines in this big wreck? Well, first of all, it's probably rolling two at least because there's injuries and there's stuff on the freeway and all this. Plus, we have to run them from different areas in case we're blocked off. Now, once we're there, or while we're on the way, we can be diverted. Everybody's there. That's why you have to run. That's why when they go to Chow and they go to the store and you see the fire engine there, that's why it is. Okay. So I just want to catch everybody up on that.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a very famous, unfortunate social media viral video from Butte County, actually, where a citizen was very upset that the Butte County firefighters were at one of the grocery stores while they were on duty buying groceries. You know, this is something we deal with every day. The firefighters that we have to remain with that firefighting unit. They have to be available with that firefighting unit. So if somebody needs to go to the store, they don't send one person of a two-person crew to the store because essentially we've just lost that engine function. So they take the engine to the store. They do whatever they need to do, but they're always together and they're always available. Now, let me show you with you a very personal kind of experience early in my career at another city before I came to Reading. And they bought a one-ton Chevy pickup. And they said, we're running the wheels off of these engines to medical calls, which coincidentally in Reading, we've got it down to 62% of our total call volume.
And let me tell you something. I was in a meeting with a lot of people that are very knowledgeable people, city officials and others, and we were talking about this. I bring this up because Jerry has told me this before. And was there looks of, you know, credulous looks around the table when you said that number? Because Everybody's thinking 80 or higher. So,
and the national standard is 80.
Okay.
So Reading's done well. We have a system in dispatch where we try to make sure that our firefighters only go to those very needed medical emergencies. So back to my story in this previous city, the city manager, fire chief said, hey, we're going to put you on this one-ton pickup truck. So we did. So we handled all the medical calls with this one-ton pickup truck just fine, except when there was a fire call. And I remember on multiple occasions driving past the fire on the way back to the fire station so we can park this vehicle and jump into a fire engine and drive once again back to the fire. Now, keep in mind in the fire world, in 4 minutes, 4 minutes now, with the synthetic furnishings we have in a house, we reach this point called a flashover. 4 minutes. Flashover means that everything within that space, it could be the room or it could be the whole house, whatever is involved, erupts into 1,000 degree temperature flash. Anything in that space that's live is dead, and we lost the structure. So we are up against some very, very critical time constraints that does not afford for us moving around, shuttling vehicles like a valet parking service.
Right.
So
it's got to be, you've got to stay on the truck.
Now, when we, going back to the blueprint from 2015, one recommendation in one of the upper tiers was to purchase two medical emergency response vehicles, two people, small little vehicle, but that was only after we addressed the chronic staffing challenges mm-hmm. that the department already has. So until we can address the staffing challenges, there's no path to taking somebody off a functional vehicle that puts out fire.
Okay, so and what we're talking about is, because we talked about it during the break, is having a well-equipped response truck with a couple of EMTs on it that does not take your two firefighters that can respond to these. Your fire truck gets 5 miles to a gallon, plus the fact that it gets wear and tear in the streets and all that, that if you could have people launching like this, even if it was 30% of the time, you have now cut back on the use of that truck and your firefighters 30%. So you got it from 63 down to 33, right. Which to me is, you know, if you get, you know what, that to me seems like almost unattainable, but it wouldn't be if we launched, you know, not just maybe not five trucks at one time, but start with one truck and then just keep building.
And that
saves money. I mean, yeah, you have to hire more people, but they're at a different level too.
I totally agree. And I would favor that proposal. We just have to address this current staffing problem.
Right.
Now, two in, two out rule. It's a federal law. The federal government will not allow my firefighters to enter a building to put out a fire unless I have four people on scene. So let's do some math here. How many engines do I have to have at this fire at your house for me to attack the fire?
Two
engines minimum.
Minimum.
Yeah. So
if they're going to go inside.
So if they're going to go in, well, yeah.
And they always go inside.
We always go inside.
You have to.
Life number one.
Right.
You know, we've made lots of parking lots in our department, and we'll continue to do so, but we try to save lives.
Okay.
So long story short, the numbers are against us. Now, another very critical standard out there is called the NFPA 1710 standard. And that says I have to have 15 firefighters at the scene of a first alarm within 8 minutes, 90% of the time. So, again, let's do some numbers here. If I have to have 15 there, and I'm staffing most of my apparatus with two people, I have to send a boatload of apparatus. Well, during the times that we're doing this, if you picture the city as divided into eight little cities, those eight little cities each do not have fire protection.
And this is 60 square miles. We got to think
65.
About that.
65. We have so you're launching Buckeye people. Also.
So you're launching people.
It's a bigger footprint than San Francisco.
What, for people like me, what is a, you said it was a, what, a first alarm fire? What
a first alarm fire is four engines, one truck.
But what size is it? Like a house or a
it's
what?
A standard house fire will be a first alarm.
Okay.
Yeah, will be a first alarm. If it's a well-involved first alarm, we go to what we call a second alarm.
Okay.
Now, in Reading, we used to have the ability to supply three alarms. We don't anymore because of reductions. So now when we go to a house and it's a well-involved house, we go to two alarms. Every single on-duty firefighter in the Reading Fire Department is now assigned to that call.
That one fire.
That one fire. And you have myself or our deputy chief sitting there going, God help us if we have that second call. I mean, literally, those are those nail-biting, white-knuckle times where a community of 100,000 approximately cannot put out a dumpster fire because
I want everybody to think about this for a second.
We are fully committed to a house fire.
You go to a second alarm. That means every piece of firefighting equipment, every firefighter in the 65 square miles is going to be sitting there fighting that one fire. And if we have another one 5 miles down the road, what do you do then?
Okay, so now we fall onto our mutual aid system.
Okay.
Our mutual aid system has been amazing, and we're a big contributor of it ourselves.
Right,
We send lots of people out because we get a lot of help. So we'll call in Anderson. We'll call in County Fire. We'll call in Shasta Lake, maybe some of the smaller districts around. But that all takes time. I can't tell you the feeling of sitting there in my city vehicle all by myself, wondering if that next alarm is going to be the next big fire that we have nothing available for. So those are the things we deal with. But to this point, the city manager and myself and the police chief have embarked on this campaign, if you would, to engage the community. And part of what we want to do is let them know that we are, let them know what our challenges are, because it's not getting any easier for us.
Okay.
Really quick,
sure.
We've been in a what they call a status quo budget for the last 4 years, 5 years maybe. We had some remarkable decreases in our budget during the height of the Great Recession. Now we've been status quo. But every year, our call volume increases about 5 to 6%. So when your budget is status quo but your call volume increases, you're sliding behind. It's status quo doesn't mean your level of service is status quo. It means that it's starting to show a deficit.
Yeah.
So these are things that we want to get out. The city manager's already mentioned it. I think Chief Moore's mentioned it. We want to go to all our community groups, maybe our neighborhood watch groups, any community organization that would like us to come out and explain some of these things. And if nothing else, if the community doesn't want to change anything or do anything about it, we just need to kind of align where we're heading to with their expectations so that we're not, nobody's disappointed or surprised.
Right.
So that's where we're at.
Okay. We're here with Redding Fire Chief Jerry Gray. He's talking about where we are, and it's not good. It's just not good because we're trying to maintain the status quo. But trying to maintain the status quo when you don't, you know, when the funding stays static because of the, I don't know, the economy is starting to go up some, but it's still, right now, still static. Right now, you just heard that if we have a just a house fire, half of the assets in Redding roll, we get it goes to a second alarm. Every asset that we have in Redding and Buckeye come rolling in to fight this fire because we got two to a fire engine. They cannot enter, or they can't fight and enter unless they have four people, and that's just understandable. So we're talking about even if you put a third person on a fire engine, that
well, let me well, I know
let me get to that after
okay.
that. I'm just trying to
okay.
We'll bring that one up.
I'll address that okay. that little quagmire.
Okay. All right. Hey, look. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that has one thing in mind, and that's to keep you and your family safe. How? By taking that little chip that you may have that's going to turn into a big crack and cause a problem, and you can fix that or a crack up to 2.5 feet in length. That's right, 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's down at 3208 South Market Street. You can give him a call at 243-8373 for an appointment. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to look at your windshield. If he can fix it, he'll fix it. If he can, he'll tell you that right then. He's not going to, you know, string you along. He's not that kind of guy. He's just a solid professional, an Army veteran. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Redding Fire Chief Jerry Gray.
I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follow up. Fit the box, fit the mold.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. Want more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Wildflowers, you belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460.
Lake Carl Great Tom Petty.
It is 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. There with DC Tim and Logan, and it's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Seniors and veterans get discounts. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Everybody, how are you doing on this day? Our highs today, the temperatures will be around 66 and our lows of 42 as we progress through the day, partly sunny. On Tuesday, we'll be high, where highs will be around 66 and Tuesday night around 40. Wednesday's mostly sunny with our highs of around 68 and Wednesday night with lows of 42. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, I want to share something with you because I was frustrated and you heard this earlier on that when we had that big accident when we came out of the event, the California Deer Association event on Saturday night, huge accident on 44. Couldn't find it anywhere. Been asking. And so a couple places you need to go. CHP traffic is one. And second of all, which I just liked on my Facebook and shared with many of you, is Reading Fire Calls. Go to your Facebook, Reading Fire Calls. Like that page. It's incredible because they are... you know, they tell you, you can see everything that's happened today so far. Somebody's had a heart attack, man down, explosion. I don't know where the explosion is, but Chief, you had said something. Welcome back to the show, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Carl. So part of this citywide effort towards transparency, we thought, you know, there's so much mystique in what the firefighters do, what they don't do. So we decided to push all of our incident data right out onto the internet. If you have a Twitter account or a Facebook account, the Reading Fire Department has an automated site, and I want to preface that and emphasize that. It's an automated site. It's not being monitored, but dispatch punches the call through their CAD, and it automatically gets pushed through the internet and posted on Facebook and Twitter. If it's a fire call, or an accident on the highway, we actually post the mapping too, so you know exactly where it's at. It doesn't give you any details other than what the call type is, and there won't be any follow-up to that particular post, but it's a handy resource for the community. If you're wondering, hey, what's going on down my street, you might be able to pull up this website, if you would, or the social media account, and see what we're doing. And this is part of us letting our customers know what we're doing, how your tax dollars are being spent. We take that very seriously at the City of Reading, and I think it's a great resource.
Okay, another question. When I went into Reading Fire Calls, and I just liked the page and sent it out, you have the first thing that comes up, but the month of December 2017, the RFD incident counts. Now, is that just for the month of December? Because you have 1,155 calls. 26 fire calls, 717 EMS calls, mm-hmm. 144 public service calls, which means my cat's in the tree.
That could be a type of public service call.
268 other type calls.
There's a naked woman on my lawn.
Yes.
Then not only is there's six fire engines, there's 24 cop cars. They're coming in off duty. Okay. No, I'm just kidding, of course.
That's just for the month of December.
Yeah, so... for the year, we responded to 14,277 incidents. So for those of you that have calculators, 8,900 of those were medical calls. So if you do the math, it's about 62%. This is significant. Most fire departments nationwide are very, very busy, far more busier with medical calls than we are. We've taken some steps in reducing the unnecessary calls. Only an ambulance gets sent to those. We have some more room if we need to. We can cut out what we call the Bravo calls, which are the next lowest priority type medical call. But by and large, when we have a fire call, because I'm of the philosophy that our main mission is to fight fires. That is our primary mission in the City of Reading. If the city council tomorrow said the fire department isn't going to provide any medical responses anymore, my recommendation is that we keep the exact same staffing and configuration that we have because we're aptly suited to provide fire protection. Nobody else in the City of Reading provides fire protection. So when we have the first alarm and then the second alarm incidents, guess which call type gets cut out first? It's the medical call. We get on our radios. We tell dispatch we're not responding to any medical calls. That's because our general philosophy has been that fires present our number one hazard. And if you look at the history of the North State, almost every community in the North State has been shaped by fire in some way or another. Whether it be Anderson, whether it be Reading, whether it be go further down to Willows or Red Bluff, every one of these communities at some point, the downtown or some big part of the town was affected or impacted by fire. And that's still the potential, as we've seen this summer, in our community. And the truth is, what we saw in Southern California in December and in Sonoma County in October could happen in Shasta County during the fire season any year.
The activity, or people talk about, there's two things we want to talk about before we get out of here today. One is how Reading has become a model for interaction of agencies.
What's that? What
is mutual
that?
Aid?
Mutual aid, helping each other
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we're a big part of the mutual aid
right.
system.
Right.
And I get a lot of citizens who call or comment or complain. Why are we sending all of these resources, down south when you keep saying we don't have enough here? And I said, we do this because we don't have enough here. Because this is how we get engines that say San Diego on them or San Francisco on them or Los Angeles on them up in the Reading area every summer. It's part of the system called the mutual aid system. California is the model state for this program. Nobody, no government agency has figured out better how to move resources across jurisdictional lines without worrying about how to pay people, how are we going to talk, how are we going to do the job. The fire service mastered this, and actually it came out of some very, very painful lessons in Southern California in the early 70s when the fire started and cities would respond and we couldn't connect hoses because we had different threads.
Ew.
Or we didn't have the right operational procedures. We couldn't talk to the other agency because the radios weren't compatible. It was a disaster.
Mm.
So born out of
disaster, yes.
We've come up with an awesome, awesome system called the mutual aid system. And at one phone call, we can have resources from Reading or to Reading fitting in and just providing the assistance needed.
So we're going to have to take a break. We've got a lot of questions coming in, and we're so happy to have Jerry Gray with us, who is our chief, Reading fire chief. And, you know, one of these days, next time you come on, I really want to find out about you. I want to find out how you came in through the ranks and your history and where you came from and how you knew that you wanted to become a fireman. And then what led you, you know, how many years you've been in the department, all those things.
Are you guys still firemen or you fire people?
We're firefighters.
But there you go.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
There you go.
Who are HVAC people. That can fix any one of your anything you've got, heaters or cooling systems. Voted best in the North State. They've been in the business over a quarter of a century. A veteran-owned business. I can't think of anybody else that we would like to handle our HVAC needs. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And here we are. We're live. We're just like, hello. We are with Jerry Gray, who is a Reading Fire Chief. He's the chief. So when did you become chief?
I became chief for Reading in 2015. So I'm coming up on my third year now. I was chief previous for the city of Red Bluff before I came up here. So,
What would you say, you can bring me up a little bit on that volume thing. What would you say, chief, that the difference is that you felt from the Red Bluff to Reading?
We have a very engaged community here, and so there's a whole lot more element to consider. I think making decisions down in Red Bluff, I had much more latitude to do that. Here, I need to make sure I consider all of the all those who would be affected by any particular decision. So it's a terrific community, and very proud of this our town. This has been a great career move for me. And despite our challenges, you know, challenges are opportunities. So we'll just keep working on these.
That's great.
Okay, Chief, we've got people making comments in here, like one that you're the best they've ever had, you know, all this.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah. We like positive reinforcement.
Might be my mom.
I don't think, no, you're not the mom. You know,
she's a wonderful citizen.
No, thank you.
But here are things that other people are saying is that, yes, if we need this, you know, we need to reprioritize where our money's going, because obviously we need public safety. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other places that can be, you know, taken from. But one of the things is that with two officers on each engine. Two firefighters on each engine. What happens if you have three? That still kind of puts you in a quandary.
It does not.
Okay.
So on every first alarm incident, mm-hmm. we send four engines, the truck, and a battalion chief.
Right.
The battalion chief is our supervisor that runs all the field operations. So the battalion chief could serve as that fourth OSHA.
I was going to ask you that.
Yes.
Do the supervisors count too?
Yes.
Well? Right.
The OSHA is pretty vague on how that works, and the battalion chief could serve as the fourth person if need be.
Okay.
So that would address the two in, two out quagmire that we have to face.
Now, obviously, you've got areas, you've got districts that are a lot more busier,
mm-hmm.
let's say,
mm-hmm.
than others.
Right.
Would plussing, say, three or four districts up with that third one like you've done before,
mm-hmm.
make a difference?
The problem is our spatial constraints.
Mm-hmm.
We cover an extraordinary amount for one city, 65 square miles.
Yeah.
You take the city of Chico, it's less than half of Reading for the same population. So if we were to combine districts, the problem is now you have some massive travel times for one particular unit to mm-hmm. respond to. The city of Reading enjoys a very, very respectable ISO rating of 2. That applies to most areas of the city that are within 5 miles of a fire station.
ISO.
ISO is the Insurance Services Office. What they do is they survey fire protection capabilities in a community, and then they sell that information to insurance companies so that they can determine what your property insurance rate will be.
Because they want to know how long it takes for a fire.
That is correct. It's on a 1 to 10 scale. Right. We're a 2.
That's good.
2% of the country.
2% being, I mean, 1 being the best.
1 is the best, and 1 is your Chicago's, your L.A.'s, your Houston's, basically metropolitan.
Yeah,
metropolitan area.
Here's an example. San Francisco's 41 square miles, and it's got some. How many did it have? 27?
45 stations.
Wow. 45 stations, yeah. 41 square miles.
Yeah, and they, of course, it's a huge population.
It is.
We have, not only do we have this spatial pressure, but it all wants to burn like crazy between the months of May and November.
You know, but here, I just heard this today. Incoming fire chief someplace down. He says the fire seasons, it's getting to be is that we can no longer say with certainty that the fire season's from May to October because of the dryness and all the other things that are happening. Would you agree with that?
If you're on social media now, you can look at the wildfires in Southern California that are still burning.
And just started. Just started.
We're seeing a pretty much a sustained fire season, even up here. It used to be a de facto June 1st to September 30th, but that's all blurred. I don't know if it's from climate change or whatnot, but certainly something has changed. And also we're seeing a tendency towards much, much larger fires than we've seen in the past.
Okay, I'm trying to read this one thing. What would it be? What would be, if you have your wish, what do we need on our trucks, in our firefighting? Because, let's just face it, you do medical. Mm-hmm. It's your first job, as you said, as a firefighter. What do you want, Chief?
Our wish is for the resources to hire additional firefighters. That's been our number one wish. This goes back many decades. I'm not the fire chief that brought this on. I sure would love to be the fire chief that solves it. We need to adequately staff our engines with a minimum of three firefighters. Right now, we're short quite a few. So,
how many engines have three?
Three of the eight engines have three, and okay. Five have two.
Okay.
Our city council, during our last budget cycle, was facing some very extraordinary fiscal decisions, and they could have eliminated nine positions. They eliminated six. We got to keep three firefighters, but we lost six positions. And so this is that discussion that we need to continue on with our community about is, hey, you're asking more of us. Every year you're asking us to respond to 6% more calls. Our fires are getting bigger, but our staffing is getting smaller. So we all need to come to some kind of agreement about what the actual expectation is. I don't want to fool anybody about what our capabilities are or what they aren't. So I want everybody to know that when we are on a second alarm fire, which happens about 60 times a year in the city of Redding, we have nothing available for your next emergency. Nothing.
60 times a year, twice a month, or gosh, no, I'll be okay. At least three times a month, or four or five, say almost six times a month. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Almost at least five times a month.
So, and those last, 4 to 5 hours each. So
five times a month.
So during that time,
once a week.
During those times, we expose an immense amount of vulnerability to this, to our community. You know, what if it's summertime? What if it's critical fire staff or fire conditions? Those are things that worry me constantly. So.
Well, here's something. I'm sorry.
No. I was just thinking about earlier when you were talking about, you know, I mean, that's a whole other subject and a whole other show about the clearing of the forest.
So we've got a project going right now, and our city manager's really pushing for this. We have not traditionally done an adequate job of mitigating the fire hazard on city-owned properties. And I'll be the first to admit that. So our city manager has come out with a proposal. He has, and I mean, this is thinking outside the box. He has taken REU, our electric utility, parks, and fire, and combined all of our resources into one effort so that we can maximize the potential of mitigating public lands, reducing brush and so forth ahead of fire season by combining those three department efforts, which is extraordinary. I mean, historically, we've always kind of dealt with problems in our own little boxes. Oh, fire does this. Parks does that. REU only cares about what's around the power poles. Now we're we're sort of merging all these efforts together, and I'm looking forward to some really substantive improvements in our preparation ahead of next fire season. So we're already out there with hand crews, and we're hitting the forest.
We have a quick caller. Jim, let's go live to the phones. We've got just a quick second here.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to find out, whatever happened to the use of good common sense around, it looks like they can't do it. I talked to a firefighter one day, and he said they're not allowed to use it.
Use what? Common sense? Turn him up. I can't hear him. To use what, Jim?
He's not allowed to use common sense.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know how he's going to answer that. Okay, thanks, Jim, for the question. I don't know, does common sense mean is that you just do it?
I would, I don't know if I can mandate common sense, but right. I would hope that every one of our Reading firefighters employs that every second of their day.
Reading Fire Chief Jerry Gray. Thanks a lot, Jerry. There are some other questions that I have, too, but here's the bottom line is if people want to enhance their fire protection, then they're going to need to get together, as we're talking about here in the near future, and let the city council and the people know what they require, what they want, what takes their priorities. Anyway, hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane. Later on this week, Congressman LaMalfa. It's going to be a great week. Have a great day.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading with the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump will showcase his accomplishments in tomorrow night's State of the Union address.
I think the president's going to talk about how America's back. He's going to talk about where we are today as far as growing an economy.
And White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short says the president can be expected to talk about the country's military and growing economy, as he explained to Fox News Sunday.
And the president's also going to make an appeal to Democrats, to make an appeal to say we need to rebuild our country, and to make an appeal that to do infrastructure, we need to do it in a bipartisan